This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 484, entitled Masculism Exploding on Campus. Description. Masculist and MGTOW ideas have now crystallized to the point that they are now very effective and persuasive, so can be used on campuses by MGTOWed and masculisted men, causing shockwaves on campuses as monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, are frightened to the core by the sudden rise of very angry, hateful young men, haranguing them out of the room with masculist ideas, masculist rhetoric, taking back the universities, removing their toxicity for men due to the monopoly that monoconscious feminism has had for six decades. Those days are over. Now that men are turning their attention to gender politics, and since they are men, they will quickly dominate the gender political stage, so that those women who cannot adapt to them will have their fucking heads bitten off. Now the flyer itself. Masculism Exploding on Campus by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. On many US campuses now, female students outnumber male students 2-1. Why this enormous discrepancy? I think there are several main reasons, which I mention briefly, because this flyer is not principally about this 2-1 ratio, but about the explosion of masculist thinking on campuses in the coming few years. I think there are three main reasons why young women outnumber young men on campus. These are: A. Men are quicker off the mark, seeing that most courses on campus are economically useless, which the economy does not value, so pays poorly for. So men choose more quickly than women, who are usually more conservative and less innovative, that it makes no sense to get heavily into debt, often to the tune of $100,000, for a useless diploma that will only worsen their lives, lowering their living standards, being forced to pay off an enormous student debt for several decades of their lives. Most young men are now well informed of the massive disadvantages of marrying and having kids, so absolutely refuse to pay off the debt of a woman who has chosen so unwisely to study a fluffy crap major, that is, the soft option, the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy, memory-based option that does not require her to think hard and abstractly the way math and the sciences do, which are high school prerequisites for entering STEM and the professions at university. Young men have had increasingly their MGTOW and masculist consciousnesses raised, and absolutely refuse to be manslaved by a hated fluffy parasite who expects some stupid, ignorant, gullible, manslavable man to work for her for years, which includes paying off her student loan debt. Most of these young women on campus, who make up the two-thirds of students, are what the masculists call fluffy crappers, who have chosen to study fluffy crap, which will make them poor and lonely later in life, because very few men will be prepared to pay off their debts and will be a lot more likely to reject such women as potential girlfriends, since they will see these fluffy crappers as a major financial liability. A fluffy crapper will have a much higher probability of dragging him off to a hated fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court and have him financially crucified, stripping him of his kids, his house, half his stuff, half his wealth, forced to pay child support and pay alimony, which may include the obligation imposed on him by the divorce court to pay off her student loan debt. Most young men are now red-pilled. That is, they have swallowed the red pill, meaning that they see the very negative reality concerning women's poor choices of majors studied by them at university. The future of these fluffy crappers is bleak. They will remain heavily in debt for several decades. They will seriously lower their chances of getting a boyfriend, since so many young men are now red-pilled, who know about MGTOW and maskless ideas, and hence will have nothing to do with such women. These fluffy crappers will be poor adults, since they will be forced to lower their living standards in order to pay off the student loan, often of $100,000 or more. Millions of such fluffy crapper women are going to live like this, paying a very heavy price, until women too, that is also, wake up to what men have already done and decide not to go to college, unless they really want to fip up by getting a career competent education that will allow them to acquire a real skill that the economy values and will pay well for, such as the STEM fields and the professions. Probably in a decade, women will have learned this lesson and start dropping out of the universities in large numbers the way young men have already done. Then we will see the sex ratio of students on campus return to about 50-50. But during the decade or so that will take, millions of young women are really going to suffer as they live their impoverished lives and face an increased chance of not being able to attract a boyfriend, since red-pilled young men will reject them as financial death traps. B. The second main reason is, I think, that feminism has gone overboard with its sexist support of women in higher education, offering many scholarships for women only, encouraging young women in high schools to go to college, telling them that to be a modern independent woman is the thing to be, pushing them to get a tertiary education. Since it is a new phenomenon for women to go to college in huge numbers, women have yet to learn what the young men have already learned, and that is that there is no point getting heavily into debt to study fluffy crap majors, that is, career incompetent majors, and then not being able to get a well-paid job at the end of those studies, being left with a massive student debt that will impoverish these women for decades, seriously lowering their standard of living. C. The third main reason is indirectly the topic of this flyer, and that is that campuses today are gender politically toxic for men, since they are so monoconscious, that is, so feminist biased, so that millions of young men avoid university to avoid this feminazi toxicity. Monoconscious feminists are, by definition, feminists who only know feminist gender politics, who are not bi-conscious, that is, have not had both their feminist and their maskless consciousnesses raised. That is, they are unaware that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that, in fact, that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism against men is a hugely greater gender crime against men than rape, which is one of the major ways that men oppress women. Masculism has not yet really come to the campuses, but when it does, and it's only a few years away before it does, then it is likely it will hit women like a tsunami, shocking women to the core. On today's campuses, most female students have been influenced by feminist thinking, and hence tend to be rather feminazi bitchy towards men, having absorbed such monoconscious feminist lessons as:
men are pigs. Men are rapists. Men are warmongers. Men are toxic. Men are morally inferior to women, etc.
A young man on campus who knows nothing about masculism nor MGTOW is intellectually unarmed to be able to answer back to these charges coming from the women. So campus life for young men is really shitty. So this is one of the major reasons why so many young men now refuse to be university students. They don't want to have to face the constant daily put-downs by women of maleness. This is where masculism comes in. Imagine a young male university student on campus who is well informed of MGTOW and masculist ideas, who is confronting this daily monoconscious, misandrist, male-dumping attitude, and decides that he has had enough of this feminazi bullshit and starts using his MGTOW and masculist knowledge to put his foot down. When hearing some misandrist remark by one of his female classmates, whether in class or in casual conversation outside class, he can say to her, this is the beginning of a long quote, quote, "I'm a masculist, so I'm intellectually armed, not only to answer back at your misandrist feminazi bigotry, but am in the position to crush it. Since you women oppress men far worse than vice versa with your decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. Most of you women are fluffy crappers, studying fluffy crap majors that the economy does not value. So you'll then be unable to earn good money. So you'll then expect to be able to parasite on some gullible manslave for decades of your life, then drag him to the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts and financially crucify him, taking his kids, house, wealth, stuff, alimony, etc. You monoconscious feminists, that is, you've only had your feminist consciousnesses raised, are seen by masculists as MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, since so many of you have been so brainwashed by feminist ideas all your lives that you suffer real cognitive dissonance when some masculist tells you that, in fact, women oppress men far worse than vice versa. It's actually in your monoconscious feminist self-interest to become bi-conscious, which means that you have had both your feminist and your masculist consciousnesses raised. And that will make you far less feminazi bitchy, since your feminist anger at how men oppress women will be cancelled by your female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, and in fact, far worse than vice versa. This is the end of part one.